Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
No? All right. So that would be a no. Okay, so thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would
Oh,
you say,
Donald Trump.
well,
Donald Trump.
all right, but would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at
Oh,
all likely to vote?
definitely. We have to
Definitely.
stop these communists.
All right. With which political party are you registered?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, would you say you're registered with Republican, Democrat, Independent, or
Oh, Republican.
Republican? All right. What is your main racial background?
A little bit of black and Jewish.
All right. So would you say you're like maybe African American then?
Yes.
Oh, all right. What is your age?
55.
55, all right. So generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Oh, I don't know. I
All
think
right.
good. I think they're good.
Good, on the right direction. All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, corruption in city government, crime and neighborhood safety, affordable housing, growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, or flooding like sea level rise and environmental resiliency?
Oh, inflation, because Joe Biden is awful.
Inflation, the cost of things like gas and groceries. All right.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, if you could please indicate so. So the first one is Francis Suarez.
Never heard of him.
All right. What about Raquel Regalado?
Don't know him either.
All right. What about Eileen Higgins?
No.
No, you don't know about her or no opinion?
No, I don't know her.
All right. What about Miguel Gabella?
Oh, yes. Yes, I
All
like
right.
him.
Okay, so would you say you have like a very favorable opinion or a somewhat favorable opinion?
Very favorable.
All right. What about Keon Hardeman?
No, I don't know her.
All right. What about Daniela Levine Cava?
Oh, I know her. I don't like her.
All right. So would you say you have like a somewhat unfavorable opinion or a very unfavorable opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. What about Joe Carollo?
Oh, that's Loco Joe. I know Loco Joe. Yes.
All right.
Unfavorable.
Would that be like somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Damian Pardo?
I don't know.
No worries. And what about Christine King?
Never heard of him.
All right. And what about Manolo Reyes?
Don't know him either.
All right, no worries. So if the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Would you say Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Oh, Donald Trump.
All right. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump?
Definitely voting for Donald Trump.
All right, so when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. So you will now be asked a few questions about the ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, if you could please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. So the first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, and otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law does not change or immunize violations of federal law. Establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, and provides effective dates. Would you say that if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
No.
All right. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting no against.
The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Florida Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
No, I would vote no.
All right. And would you say you're definitely voting no against or probably voting no against?
Probably voting no against.
All right. So there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as the Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at the 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend terms from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding or bidding, and require at no cost to City? Previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to the city, inclusion of office space in a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No. I would vote no.
All right.
Definitely.
Okay. So I'm now going to give you some specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal, and if you could please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. And the first one is allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Would you say you strongly approve of this, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Strongly approve.
Allowing office space to be included.
Strongly approve.
Reducing the overall amount of development.
Strongly approve.
So now I'm going to give you a more detailed but short description of the Watson Harbor proposal. And the proposal would update an already approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and the Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow improved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access to the Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction to the amount of commercial and retail space built, and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars would be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
All right.
I would vote yes.
Okay. Would that be definitely vote yes in favor, probably vote yes in favor, or leaning slightly yes in favor?
Definitely yes.
All right.
And how many more questions do we have?
Oh, very little questions. We're about 82% done with the survey, so we're very, very done. So regardless of your position, what is one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Oh, Trump. I want to vote for Trump.
All right. Well, would you want to maybe specify a little bit more towards the Harper proposal?
No, no.
All right, no worries. So you said that you really just truly like that you want to vote for Trump?
Yes.
All right. Thing I like is that I want to vote for Trump. All right. Okay. All right. So what is one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
Nothing.
All right. So you dislike nothing. Would you want to specify because?
No.
All right. No worries. So would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson-Harper proposal, or would it make no difference?
No difference.
There's another proposal that could appear in your November ballot, and this proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of 2 residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Definitely vote yes in favor, probably vote yes, or leaning slightly yes in favor.
Probably yes.
And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the 2 potential proposals on Watson Island? Or like Watson Harper and Jungle Island, would you say you oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island? You support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harper proposal? Or vice versa, you support the Watson Harper proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal? Or you support both of these proposals on Watson Island?
It's confusing, but I support both.
Oh, would you want me to read again?
No.
Oh, all right. So now I'm going to ask you just the last few short demographic questions before we finish. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else?
Trump.
Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
What was the last grade of formal education that you completed?
12th grade.
All right. So that'd be like a high school graduate then?
Yes.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time and your patience. I truly appreciate it. And have a good rest
thank
of your
you.
Day.
You too.
All right. Goodbye.